for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, November the 29th, 2008. Cheryl Batts is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Change is Coming.
It's good to be here. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, when God got ready to do what he was going to do with Gideon, he cut him way down. Way down. All right? So I guess what we have to look at in the things of God is that really and truthfully, he don't need us to do what he's going to do. But he so chooses, which makes it an honor, that he does use us when he does. Amen? Amen. And he certainly does not need a lot of us to do what he wants to do. And he never told us that when we got on this walk and we make our transition into loving him, the more we love him, the more we give up of ourselves to him, that there were going to be a whole lot of people on this road with us. Okay? He did not say that. So when you look around and you don't physically see anybody, think to yourself that he must have a mighty meaty word today, because not everybody can eat and take the meat of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Yeah. Such a mighty meat of the word, I was even afraid to partake. I was like, whoop, I don't know now. Wait a minute. I had to call in reinforcements from Chicago to pray. I said, wait a minute, hold up. Am I sure that I'm hearing what I'm hearing? Am I sure that I'm hearing what I'm hearing? Maybe that should be my title. Are we sure that we're hearing what we're hearing? I'll just go with that. And the reason I go with that is because God is perpetrating a change. He has been perpetrating this change for an extremely long time. And every time we have come, I would say, in the past 3 to 4 to 5 years, he has been loosing a word upon us of change. He's been loosing a word upon us and saying, I want you to gear up because I'm getting ready to change. I can look back on the prophetic words that I have been blessed and honored by God to give in this house, and it's always about change. So when the change came and will continue to come, why would you be so surprised? And why would you kick against the brick so hard about the change he already said? He already told us that. So as we move forth in the Lord and recognize that day by day, even our very lives change, we don't do the same things today that we did last week or the day before even, because sometimes change comes so quickly that you don't have time to actually prepare if you were not already preparing. I hope I don't have to repeat that. Because, see, we should always be in a state of readiness, a state of change. Soldiers who dance with the Lord says, well, we're going to mumbo tonight. Or we're going to, you know, cha-cha tonight. So the soldiers are ready. They're going cha-cha. Hey, I'm ready. I'm going whatever way the Lord is taking me. But the warriors of God know that when he say, come on, he might start off like this and end up like this. So you got to stay with him. Y'all following me? You got to stay with him. Because he speaks to you on the level of where you are. And so when he wants you to change, he's going to move you into that change. Now you can resist the change. You can resist the change because every move of God is, even in my short life, I haven't lived as long as Papa. But in my life, how many changes have I seen? How many changes have you seen of the spiritual mapping of God? In the spiritual mapping of God, today we are facing the greatest challenge of our Christian history. Because when I was born in 1947, Israel became a state. The Bible had already said that that was going to happen. In 1950, we were at ease with Ike. We lost our ability to pray in schools, and there was Brown versus the Board of Education. By 1960, there was narcissism, free your mind, love the one you're with. Then by 1963, the Civil Rights Movement was making an entrance way upon the face of the United States. Very slowly, on buses and trains, people were changing the way that they did things. Were you watching? Or what, did it just get past you like a gnat? Those that were already in the walk, already knowing about deliverance, already having the prayer breakfasts, and already seeing in the horizon and speaking that, were already being buffeted by the old guard, not so. Because they weren't ready for the change. Only those who are willing to change with the flow and be tuned in to the children of Issachar, get the spirit of the children of Issachar and understand the timings and the seasons of God, and then you will be able to move when God moves and have an understanding. He says that my house, my Father's house, is a house of prayer. And in prayer is where we're going to hear about the challenge and the changes of God. In prayer is where He's going to show you on the horizon what's coming. In prayer, He's going to give you just a little peanut view of what He has in store for these United States whom He loves dearly. But just a little peanut, because you just got a little peanut brain. He can't give you more than that. Dare He try to give us the whole vision at one time and how really silly we would really get. Oh boy, we get to trying to do everything on our own and then mess around and get in witchcraft, mess around and get in competition, mess around and get in jealousy. That's what happens when you get too much of the vision. Paul said that. Paul said, whoa, I just saw so much, I just can't tell you all of that. And every time Paul thought he was going to do something, he was just buffeting about. Because sometimes you can be that visionary and you have such a vision and you see so much. And I tell you, as a visionary, it ain't all what it's cracked up to be. Because if you can't give your vision to the people that are following you, it's like dragging dead beef. You got this vision. You know it's God. You can see it. So along with vision, God gives you the ability to hold your rope. Because not everybody is going to be able to move with you when you move. Those are the warriors. Those are those things that cause warriors to you can just hear them squeaking sometimes. They're so ready to go. They're so ready to go, but they had a bunch of soldiers that they are in training, and they're trying to see which one is the warrior and which ones are the soldiers and separate them out by the love of God. All the time they see the vision. What's up, God? What you doing, God? And all the while, that warrior is saying, what's up, God? What you doing, God? He's still rubbing something out of them. He's still squeezing them. See, because you never get to that point where you're all that and a bag of chips. You're all that and don't need no more work. You're all that and I'm just sailing. I'm sailing. I got this. The minute you think you're sailing and you got that, little something in your life to let you know you ain't running nothing. You're not in control of anything. You're in control of whether you are going to be obedient or disobedient. You're in control of whether you're going to go, yes, Lord, and mean it. Or is He going to have to say, and put you back on the potter's wheel? Get a little let out of you? Oh, don't you? Wouldn't it be just wonderful that after you've been on the potter's wheel at least one time, that you didn't have to go back anymore? Oh, that was just, oh, I guess. Just be that little happy, just happy, color chuckling girl. Just, I'm just here. Praise God, I don't have to go back on the wheel. I'm glazed, wearing my purple suit. I'm just ready. Next thing I know, I'm on the potter's wheel. He's changing my dress color. Don't go worry, you're going to get red this side. He loves us with such a love that He dare not allow us to stay the same. He dare not allow us to get in a position where we fail to realize that change is imminent. When things begin to happen around us, and they don't look quite the way we want them to look. And things are not flowing quite the way we want them to flow. And we can see over the hill, if it keeps going this way, something awful is going to happen. Run to the Word. Run to the Word. And if that awful thing that you see is about to happen is in the Word, then it means everything is okay, because no matter how you like it, you ask God to be in charge and He's in charge. But sometimes His being in charge and bringing things in order according to His Word does not always happen the way that you want it to happen. It always comes a different way, and by somebody you never thought it would come by. Oh, wow. So that means that I have to what? Keep praying. Because the manifest presence of God's Word is going to happen irregardless of to what's going on in the outside world. Everything is spiritual. There is nothing going on that's just totally flesh. While flesh is kicking, the Spirit of the living God is somewhere moving over somebody to cause change and to bring that that has been prophesied and laid out in the Word of God for us, that it's going to happen. It's going to be a time where change is going to come. There are going to be times when there are going to be 5 and 7 men to each woman. We see that already. There's going to be times when there's not going to be food, and you're going to have faith. You're going to have to believe God, or you're going to have to take the number. It's going to happen because it says so in the Word. So why are you upset about the change? He's already said the change is coming, so prayer should be now. Strengthen me to accept the change and to be ready, because I cannot stop it. Because it is a part of the plan of God to bring us full circle into place with Him. Change would not be necessary had we not messed up in the garden. How many times have we said, you can't cry over spilt milk? That was prophesied too. All according to and in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. In 1964, I graduated high school and JFK was killed. The first time we had a president that was actually assassinated. Well, except for Lincoln. But that was so far in the past of our history that none of us really understood the significance of that and how that could change the face of our nation. 1968, MLK was facing the atrocities and showing the atrocities of inequality still living face open in these United States. And all in just my lifetime, these changes have occurred. What was God saying? What was He trying to prepare us for? Were you listening? Did you hear it, or did it slip past you? The prophets, we didn't call them prophets then. Everybody was scared of that word. We were still in the faith and healing segment of Christianity. We hadn't quite reached the prophetic or deliverance. We were just like, oh, bless the Lord. But spiritually, every man that had a vision that stepped forth to bring the vision of equality, the thing that God wrote in His Word, the thing that God wants us to be here on this earth so that people who are unsaved can see that in us and gyrate and come toward us, but not toward us as a people, but toward that they see in us. Everyone had been killed off. Oh, was that like the apostles and the disciples? Every one of them that showed that face of everybody coming together, Jews and Gentiles, in one place, loving on each other, to show the world what God wanted heaven to be like. Did they all get killed too? What's going on? Is this a pattern of some sort? That if you give of yourself to really live the life of Christ, that somehow something is going to happen to you, that you're going to die? Yes, you're either going to die physically or spiritually to yourself and your own fear. Otherwise, you are not going to stay with the change. You ready? Right here. Somebody sitting in this room today is going to give their life for Christ physically. It's going to happen. It's happening all around the world today. And we sit here able to praise the Lord and listen to the word of prophecy and listen and sing songs loudly about God. And around the world today, saints are being martyred for what we're doing right now. America, oh Lord, America will pay for its sins. God is handcuffed to His word. Suffer not your children to Molech. How many abortions have we allowed to happen? The surprise of learning black women per capita use abortion more than any other woman group of women for birth control. Ah! And we birthed and birthed and birthed 11, 12, 16 children at a time into this nation, and now we're taking the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the singers, the psalmists, and we're aborting them. America will pay for its sins. Hard word, but it's the right word. And I know it's the right word. Oh, your deliverance may come hard today. Hallelujah. Narcissism in 1970 came through Woodstock. And at that time, the faith and the healing ministries were going. And pretty soon, by the 1980s, deliverance will hit the scene, the wind whirling. And people will begin to get deliverance. People will start to realize that it's not just this portion of the word and that portion of the word, but it's all of the word made manifest in the people of God as they would receive it. You don't just take on the healing and then throw faith and then throw the healing away, because the faith is the catalyst for which healing will begin. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, and every gift and every good and perfect gift is in God. And everybody that needs anything from God, be it healing, be it deliverance, has to have a amount of faith to be able to receive what it is that God is going to give to him. And the person praying for you has to have an amount of faith. How can we cut off this and that and this and that and pick and choose like it's a smorgasbord? It is not a smorgasbord. This life of being a Christian is every day walking in every gift, and God sees fit to give it to you at a moment in a time. You have that capability. You have that mindset. Why? Because the word says that I can pray, dear God, give me the mind of Christ and the heart of God. And he said if you ask him, he will give it to you. Upbraideth not, because it's wisdom to ask God to give you his gift. I don't want your gift. That's where I don't understand jealousy and competition in the body of Christ. How could you allow yourself to fall into that? God is moving on the body of Christ. He said, I will start in my house first. And every call that I have received from around the country, Chicago and other places, the houses are being shaken at the very moment. People are falling out and falling away and walking away. The houses that used to seat 3,000 are lucky now. Don't want to use that word. 3,000 people now barely have 500 sitting in the congregation. They don't even know how they're going to pay for the edifice that they're in. And the pastors who have not heard from God and refused in the past 5 years to hear the voice of God about the economy and get themselves together and understand faith are still living in houses with Olympic-sized swimming pools and basketball courts. How they gonna pay the water bill when the people are falling away from the church? Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. God has been saying, get out of debt, pay off your credit cards. We're getting ready to step into faith as we have never had to step into it before. Are you ready? Are you ready for the change? See, he was telling us this before we came face to face with it for 5 years. Grace. He's been talking to us by grace. But we've been following man instead of God. We get hung up on where something in us idolatry, I guess, that makes us want to hear what one man has to say and grab a hold of that one man and just hold on to his every word and never go to God for yourself and say, what are you saying, God? So you cause God because he loves you so much. Every time we do that, was it idolatry that JFK is no longer here? Was it idolatry that MLK, Martin Luther King, is no longer here? Was it idolatry? God will have no other God before him. Stop killing off the prophets and the teachers and the pastors by moving into idolatry, hanging on every word they have to say, instead of laying out before God in your own private prayer time and say, God, deliver me. I assure you that God will deliver you in your bathroom. He will deliver you in your closet. He will deliver you in your car. He will deliver you walking down the street. God don't need no help to deliver you. The deliverer is Jesus. And he's already done what he needed to do to get you delivered. All you have to do is step into it. Step into it. I can touch and agree with you. But if your mind is on me instead of Jesus while I'm calling it out, you might not get as much as you need to get. Because I am not the deliverer. Jesus is the deliverer. Change. Change in how we deliver it. Change in how we receive the word. We have lost generations now. Lost generations of young and old alike that don't know the word of God. They don't know who Jesus is. Have you ever seen them do man on the street? And they ask people who Jesus is. Oh, that's some man that everybody talk about. And they don't mean no harm. That's just how they know. What happened? What happened when the prayer went out of the schools? Who was the saints that was in position that allowed prayer to go out of the schools? Or was that just another one of those things that God let happen in order to bring us all to this place? So now we have no other choice but to fall up on our knees at home in our private prayer closets and look at the disaster. Look at all that has happened over the past 60 years to bring us to a place where people standing on the street don't even know who Jesus is. Do you actually think your work is done? Do you actually think it's over? Do you actually think there is nothing else left to do that you can ride on ease up in the house of God and not get outside and preach to the unpreachable and touch the untouchable? Like Jesus did. We're at ease in Zion here in the body of Christ. Great-grandmothers. Great-grandmothers. Between 45 and 55 years old. Anybody want to tell me what happened? Anybody want to tell me how we as the body of Christ kind of fell off a little bit and forgot that God's house is a house of prayer? I don't care what the call is on your life. And I know that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. But if you're not praying, then you're not stirring up the gift and you're not hearing from God about what he wants to do with that gift. And that gift is just like a car. If you don't put no gas in it, I got news for you when you go outside one day. What was it? The seven sons of Sceva? Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? Try casting out demons. Keep on trying it without praying now. Keep on trying. Keep on thinking you're going to go with the flow of what was going on 10, 15, 20 years ago, and you're not praying. You're not putting in no prayer time. We'll read about you going naked down the street. That's a funny sight, wasn't it? Now, y'all know y'all don't want that, so y'all know y'all better pray. I sure don't want nobody to see me going naked down the street. Whew. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for clothes and prayer. Amen. So we have lost generations of young people who are now actually great-grandmothers and grandmothers who cannot minister to their children. They minister to them the only way they know how because they have been on the street without the Word of God for so long that this is how they minister to their children. They minister to them about the street. The Bible said that the children of light, the children of darkness, seem to know more than the children of light. Now, the way I interpret that in my experience with people who are unchurched or recently churched, and they kind of wow when they get in there and they talking all that, you know, and you're like, okay, Lord, help me understand. Because I'm lost here. I'm not even understanding the words they're using. You know, I was all off on that. I was like, ooh. God will be your interpreter. He'll help you with that. Just pray. Just pray. He had to help me, but I couldn't understand nothing the child was saying to me. And she's 30-some years old. And I'm like, what is she saying? What is, you know? And he began to reveal to me what was going on in her life and what had happened to her and how there had been no godly mentors, no godly men and women in her life. Her whole life has been about the street and the hustling. So while I'm sitting, you know, talking to her, and Brother So-and-so walk up on me, and I'm like, how you doing, Brother So-and-so, such and such and such and such? And she look at him and she say, mm-hmm, did you see that? I'm like, see what? Mm-hmm. Girl, he needs some deliverance. I know you understand that. She been on the street, see, so she see this stuff. She see it a little faster than I was saying it. You know, I'm like, okay. So be careful. You know, when they come in, they may not be dressing all like you want them to dress, and they may not be eating all the good beef and everything. They're eating pork and everything. Just lay back. Give them a minute. Ask Lord to interpret for you what's going on. Because this girl is a prophet. She's an end-time prophet, but I can't understand nothing. She said, I finally got her where I can understand. And I can mentor her. Because now, see, we talking now. She's been out here a couple of times. We talking now. See? But I had to get through that. And it's wonderful. Because now, all of that she learned while she was out there, God is taking it through. He's pulling her through it. And she's seeing what it is. And she's beginning to understand how deliverance works. But even more than that, which I'm so grateful for, she's beginning to lose the bitterness and the disappointment in the ministers who are just ministers, who are men and women called of God. And she's not looking for the perfection in them anymore. And therefore becoming judgmental about them and about their lifestyles and what they should be doing and what they should not be doing. I just keep telling her, calm down. Nobody's perfect. They're just men and women called to God. They still need some deliverance. You know, the church is a hospital. Some of us are in intensive care, really messed up. You know? And some of us have become interns. And then some of us are, you know, we're chief of staff. You know, we're getting orders, you know. So, you know, it's all right. Just give us a break. Don't look for perfection in us too soon. You know? I'm like, hey, God, she's finally getting it. I was like, God, how many days am I going to have to fast for this? You know? She's wonderful. She is so representative of what's out there where people have been left alone to themselves and not been told about God, the true sense of who He really is, and seeing people who are trying to live holy. She out in the club on Saturday night, and Deacon Judson is out there, and Deacon Fry is out there, and they drinking, and she drinking, and they going, and she looking at them, and then she just trip off and go to church on Sunday because that's just what she's supposed to do, and there they are, Sunday morning. Let us pray. And she's sitting there looking like totally confused and don't want to come to the house of the Lord no more. Until the Spirit of the Lord was just on her so heavily that she had to come. And I don't believe she's by herself. I believe that's what we're going to see in the days to come in the house of the Lord. So hear me when I say to you, do not become too judgmental about the people that are coming into the house of the Lord. Do not expect them to come whipped up and ready to go. Stop judging them. Leave them alone until you get a real word from God to help them out. Just let them come. Till they fall so in love with Jesus, everything will start to make sense. Stop judging them. Because the day has long ended where these doors are going to open and the people that come in are already going to know Jesus. They're not going to know him. They're not going to know all the words. They're not going to know all the stuff, but they're going to be filled, and you'll see it on their faces. It'll be like a push-up popsicle. One minute they're going, I love the Lord, and the next minute they use a four-letter word, and you'll be like, wait a minute. Because, see, he's pushing it up. He's pushing it out of them. They're getting deliverance, perhaps in a form, in a fashion that you're not accustomed to. But you can't come in the house of the Lord if everybody is praising and worshiping God and something not come up and out of you, no matter how it comes up and out. He's getting it out of you. He's getting it out of them. Let them get rid of it. Let them find out for themselves what you already know, that God loves them just where they are and that he's going to change them. He don't need your help. He may ask you to mentor or guide or to say that you love them, show them love. But the change that needs to occur. See, back in the day when we knew that people were raised up in the church, I mean, you could come and crack them really hard with the word because you knew they had been in Sunday school and everything. And so that word in them would gravitate toward that word that you would hit them with. But when they come in and they have no word to begin with, and you start cracking them with the word, they believe that that's how God is. He's up. He's up, y'all. Let's get them in. Let's get them in. I challenge you that the other part of what was prophesied, now everybody knows, and if you don't know, you may know the story of Robert Slearden and the fall and come back and all of that. But let's remember, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. And as I lay in the bed a few days ago, my girlfriend and I have taken to praying every morning at 7 o'clock. And we were praying and we were talking about all the men and women of God that we had met in these 60 years. And we talked about Robert Slearden, and I'll never forget. He was sitting on the stage at the church. He was so comfortable with his gift. He sat on the steps and he started to prophesy. And he said, in the days to come, the men and women and children that will come to the house of the Lord will almost all be schizophrenic and double-minded because of the rebelliousness of the world as we've seen it grow to be. Statistics say 8 out of 10 people are schizophrenic and the other 2 have tendencies. Are you 1 or 2? Oops. So what does that say? It means that we have to cry out to the Lord for the grace and the mercy and the patience that he has shown us as we were trying to get through our stuff. And if we allow ourselves to be changed by God, be changed by his word, and continue to pray daily as in the house of the Lord, that when they come, your power from on high, your ability to receive more power from the Holy Spirit, from the grace of God and his mercy will be as such. They won't have to walk in that thing as long as you had to walk in yours to get yours. Because time is shortening. Time is shortening. So when they come, and you can look in their eyes and tell they don't know which way is up, or they do know which way is up, but they're just trying to keep it all together so they can discern. Don't get upset with them because they don't do it the way you want them to do it the first time around. You didn't do it. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming, says the Lord. They're coming. Schizophrenic, paranoid schizophrenic, fearful, afraid, suicidal, tired, not know which way to go. They're coming. When Jesus died on the cross, I hear the word of the Lord saying that when my son died on the cross, he did not just die for this people or that people, for good people, for bad people. He died for everyone. He didn't just die for those whose minds are not beat up and beat down by drugs, whose minds are scattered around like marbles. He died for everybody. And the bloodline runs from the front of the house to the back. He died for them. And it will draw on. on you. It will draw on you to see how much patience you have, how much grace you have, how much mercy you have to stand firm and watch that thing unravel around their minds. And as they begin to have epiphanies and the light begins to come forth in their eyes and they begin to see and hear the Spirit of the living God and walk in the fullness of the mind that God created them to have before, what joy you should contain on the inside that He gave you the privilege and the honor to be a part of that deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. Because unless you walked in it, unless you understand what it is to have your mind confused daily, unless you have the mind of God, the heart of God and the mind of Christ, you will not understand. Prayer is going to give you the mind of Christ and the heart of God. So you can look at them and you know how they're feeling. They wouldn't have showed up at the door if they didn't want help. Be ye careful how we treat the people of God. You think in Samuel when he said, touch not my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm, that he's talking about those that are already saved, those that are already filled with the Holy Ghost and preaching? I dare not say so. We're all anointed because we're all made in His image, but it depends on how much teaching we give, how much love we put out, that these treasures that have been clothed in darkness for years and years and years, how much light is in you to pierce the darkness of their lives so they can follow the light? These are treasures. Treasures. God loves them. They're treasures. They're prophets. Pastors. And teachers. And they're in darkness. And we play around with this thing. God says, stop it. Stop it. No more playing. No more playing. Change is not coming anymore. It's here. It is here and it's staring us in the face. Are you ready? Are you ready? Can you handle it? People are coming and they're not going to look like you. They're not going to smell like you. They're not going to dress like you. But I assure you that Jesus died for them. People are coming and the Spirit of the living God is upon them and within them. And He has had them on the back burner for years, preparing them for just such a time as this. Do not be fooled. Do not be deceived. Even though the word says, even the elect shall be deceived. Pray. I hear the word of the Lord say, pray. Fast as never before. For this is not the season. This is not the day nor the hour to play with the word of God. You cannot be half in and half out. You have to be all the way in and under the shadow of His wings. We're going to have to learn how to live off the victory in Jesus eternally. When you look at the acronym, it's love. Love. Live off the victory in Jesus eternally. And as you live in His love and bask in His love and allow yourself to be open to that and pour it out to His people. Oh, He's going to pour into you such a blessing. It'll be such a blessing. You will not be able to hold on to all of it. You'll be a cistern and people will just come by, sort of like Paul in the shadow, you know, and Peter in the shadow would just fall on people and they would be healed and delivered. Don't you want that to be your testimony? Don't you want to be able to stand before the Almighty God and say that you loved Him so much and you prayed so hard that you received so much of Him that when you walked by people, they were delivered? Billy Sunday had anointing that when he danced that people got delivered. People got saved. Aren't you looking for that? Have we closed ourselves off from that? It was new then. And right now, it should be something that when we go into services, we're looking for it. We're looking for that newness. We're looking for somebody to get up and dance, and everything inside of us begins to shake and to rumble. How much change can you handle? How much change can you handle? What has happened to faith? What has happened to faith, hope, and trust in God? What has happened to that? I preach on it all the time. I can't get away from it. Faith, hope, and trust in God. Faith, hope, and trust in God. You are going to need it. You're going to need it. I'm telling you, you're going to need it when your credit card is not working anymore. You're going to need it. You're going to have to believe that God is going to leave a bag of groceries on the front porch no matter what. You got to believe that. It's coming. And for some people, it's already here. Delight yourselves in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Delight. Be happy. Be joyful. Be blessed. Enjoy His presence. Delight yourself in Him. And every need that you have, He will meet in His own timing, in a season when you are ready to receive it. Because some things He has for us, we're not ready yet. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all these other things shall be added unto you. Seek the kingdom first, saints. Seek the kingdom first. Seek God first. In whatever you're doing, stop. 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 Make sure you're seeking God first. Make sure you're not running on competition. Make sure you're not running on networking. Make sure you're not running on merchandising. Make sure that you understand the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You're going to need. I need it. God's love is so shown out in the book of Hosea. Hosea 11, he portrays, he says, God is a God of passion and fury and tears and love. A God who mourned over Israel's rejection of Him. Come on, everybody. The scripture says, and God stepped out into space and He looked around and said, I'm lonely, I'll make me a world. He didn't say that exactly. The poet wrote that. And at the end He said, after He had made all its things, the world as we know it with trees and rivers and valleys, He said, I'm lonely still. And He took the dust and the clay of the earth and He molded it and He made it and He blew into it the breath of life. And said, Amen. Amen. He is handcuffed to us by His love. We have lovers and friends and relatives that we have relationship with. Where is our relationship with God? If in Hosea, He mourns over Israel's rejection, am I mistaken in that somebody told me that we are like the children of Israel? We are them spiritually? Then when you deny Him, when you are disobedient to Him, does that not hurt Him? Does He not mourn about that? See, sometimes we make God so awesome that we forget He's our Father. We forget that He mourns about us. We forget that He will become angry about us when, you know, someone is trying to mess over us. He'll become angry. It sounds like a God that has feelings to me. It sounds like a God that cares about me and the things that affect me, my children,
my mom, my friends, my community, my church, my pastor. Sounds like he's concerned about those things because I am. And I'm concerned about those things because he's put it in my heart. Because if he didn't put it in my heart, perhaps I would be too narcissistic to think about all those other things. If there is something wrong with your prayer life and you're not praying the way that you want to pray, this is just a little something I found out. It's selfishness. If you pray only for my four and no more, it's selfishness has entered into your heart. And you're not getting on your knees and laboring as long as God would labor with you to pray for others. It takes an unselfish heart to get up at 3:00 in the morning at his goal and pray for somebody that you may never see until you get to heaven. It takes an unselfish heart to get up at 3:00 in the morning and pray for soldiers. And you don't have nobody over there. You don't know anybody over there. At least you don't think you do. And you pray for them. You pray for their families. You pray for them to get home safe. You pray that when they come home, they're not all whacked out in their minds and suicide and beating their wives and their children. You pray for the system to be set straight so when they come home that they have good health care. You pray the way God wants you to pray when you're not selfish. You listen in the Holy Spirit for Him to dictate and tell you where to go and who to pray for and how long to stay there. How dare you say, if I stay too long, I'm going to be sleepy. My goodness, who's in charge of time? Who's in charge of time? For all you know, you went to bed last night and 25 years have already passed. What do you know? You ain't in charge of nothing. God is in charge of time. 25 years might have passed since we all went to sleep last night. Have you ever thought about that? You all concerned about getting up late at night because you going to be tired in the morning because you got to go to work. Who gave you the job? If he anoints you to get up at 3:00 in the morning and he keeps you there at 5:00, you'll be all right at 7:00. You'll make it through the day. Take my word for it. Try it sometime and see. Try God and see. People need you to stop being selfish and to pray. Boy, was that a revelation. Selfishness will stop you from praying and praying for others. My. Such a little thing. Such a little thing. Let's go to Matthew 16. Okay, 16:24-28, the Amplified Version said, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself and his own interests, and take up his cross and follow me. Cleave steadfastly to me. Conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also. For whoever is bent on saving his temporal life, this comfort and security here shall lose it, eternal life that is. And whoever loses his life, his comfort and security here, for my sake, shall find it life everlasting. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life, his blessed life in the kingdom of God? Or what would a man give as an exchange for his blessed life in the kingdom of God? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory and the majesty and the splendor of his Father with his angels, and then he will render account and reward every man in accordance with what he has done. Truly, I tell you, there are some sitting and standing here, and I put that in there, who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming into his kingdom. So all that I've said and all that I've been brought to you today to say is caught up in those four scriptures. right there, except for Hosea 11. It's over, folks. It's not a gloom and doom thing. It's just a reminder of something that we already know. Don't lose hold of that. This is not our home. We didn't come here to stay. Everybody's trying to, you know, don't build no condo here on earth. You know, just take this little pup tent that you got and just keep on going, because you ain't going to be here that long. It's just a flicker. It's just a flicker. Yesterday, I can remember my mom, most beautiful woman I ever knew in my life, very, very dark complected. And because of it, she never felt beautiful. She could never receive when people would tell her she's beautiful. My mother's hair was so long she could sit on it almost. And now she's in the bed and she needs constant help. But she's still the most beautiful woman in the world to me. And every day, she causes me to repent for something. Because I ain't all that in a bag of chips, but I do know one thing. That God has given me this word for you. And that He loves you. And He doesn't want us to get left out. He doesn't want us to be left behind, as the book says. Be ready for change. It's here already. Accept it. And then find out where your place is in that change. Because we're all, you know, a part of this big tapestry that He's looking at. We can't see it the way He does because we don't see the whole tapestry. But there's this whole tapestry of people and places and events and things that are going on. And we each have our place in that. So there's no big eyes and little me's and all that kind of stuff. The tapestry won't work if you're not in your place. The tapestry won't be complete until you do what you're supposed to do. When you do what you're supposed to do, then I can do what I'm supposed to do, and it'll flow. And we'll all meet together at the end of that quilt at the same time in heaven with Jesus. So don't get caught up about what's going on right now. Don't get caught up on it. Don't look at it in your flesh. Open thou our eyes, O Lord, that we may see the wonders of your law. Let us see what you see, O God. Let us hear what you hear, God. And then give us, Father God, the faith, the boldness of David, the fight of David, to jump in when we know that it's you. And do what you tell us to do and be obedient to it, oh God. Father, we just praise you. Everybody stand on your feet. Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We worship you. We call you King of Kings and Lord of Lords because there is no other God. There is no one but you. You are the one and only God. You are the true and living God. Hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you. We praise your holy name, God. We give you all the glory, Lord. Have mercy upon us, O God, that those of us that have found ourselves lacking, that this day, Father God, we will no longer be the way we used to be. That, Father God, we will change. We will move forward. We will allow you to do the work in us that needs to be done so that we can be a part of that tapestry. And God, we thank you that even today, that even right now, that the Spirit of the living God is moving over us, and that Jesus, who is the deliverer, is moving right now over these your people. For these are the ones that came. These are the ones that made it out. These are the ones that needed to receive this word. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you for them right now in Jesus' name. Father, I loose a blessing upon them right now in the name of Jesus. I bless them in the name of the Lord. I bless them coming in and going out. I bless them that they will have the mind
of Christ and the heart of God. I bless them, O God, that their minds and their hearts and their will and their emotions shall line up with your word, O God. I bless them that the spirit of Jesus, who is the deliverer, and the spirit of prophecy will hover over them and draw them out and bring them into that place of understanding your word on another level. God, I thank you that we shall go together on line upon line and precept upon precept and here a little and there a little, oh dear God, until we have full understanding of your word and our place in it. God, I thank you that we have and we are like the children of Issachar, that we have understanding of the seasons and the timings of God, and every hindering spirit, every mind-blocking, mind-binding, mind-hindering spirit, we curse you at the root in the name of Jesus, and we loose the angels of God to come forth right now and begin to unwrap and uncoil and untangle the binders off of our mind, the blinders off of our eyes, that we may see God in the name of Jesus, that we may see the wonders of your law. God, we thank you that the angels of God are pulling these devils off of our shoulders, oh God, whispering and talking into our ears things that are not true. We bind and break that in the name of Jesus. We thank you that as they pull them away, God, they pull away their fingers out of our ears, keeping us from hearing what the Holy Spirit is telling us in the name of Jesus. God, I praise you that the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness, that the sword of truth is in our hands, oh God, that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of a peace, and we'll not be afraid to move for you as warriors of God. God, we praise you. We glorify you, God. We honor you, oh God. We thank you, God. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of procrastination. Procrastination. That spirit of procrastination that hangs over your people, causing them to procrastinate about moving forward. Moving forward. I cut asunder the spirit of fear that hangs on to the spirit of procrastination now in the name of Jesus. And I loose the spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Rosa da 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 boshika. Riese da 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 bosheta. Nandiriose. Oh, robosa da 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 bosheta. Yiriose. God, we put a wedge between rebellion and rejection right now. In the name of Jesus, just like this aisle in the middle of this house, there's a wedge between rebellion and rejection now. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for a fresh blood wall separated out, oh God, in the minds and the hearts of the people, that they'll come into one place, one mind, one heart, and one word with you, oh God, that the spirit of unity will be in the house. The spirit of unity will be in our minds and our will and our emotions, oh God. Ha, ya, 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 bo, shata. We bind the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of fear. Fear of change. Fear of change. Go! In the name of Jesus, we break you off of the mind, the will, and the emotions. We break you off of the back of the people of God in the name of Jesus. And we sense, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there is a strong spirit of the python squeezing the very life out of your people. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Angels, go in, unwrap and uncoil and untangle that spirit off of their emotions, off of their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be shaken at the very foundation. Oh, let them exhale, oh God. Breathe in, people of God. Breathe in. Breathe in the fire and finger of God now in Jesus' name. And blow it out. God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we come against the mask. The mask that we wear, the face that we think people want to see as Christians. We come against that now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because it is rooted in a heart of unsurety. And we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. And I just decree that everyone in this room and under the sound of my voice shall come into that place of the personality and the character that you created them to be from the beginning of time. No more false mask. No more pretending. No more more trying to be something that you're not. Being who God has created you to be. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Come forth in the name of Jesus. I lose the mind of Christ and the heart of God on everyone in this room and under the sound of my voice. No more schizophrenia. No more paranoia. We break that off of you now in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. God, we give you honor and praise. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, that we have a spirit for fasting and praying in the days to come, and that we'll not be afraid of it in the name of Jesus. No more fast like they used to be, but a different kind of fast. A fast that will tear down walls and shake the very foundation of Satan's kingdom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of competitiveness, networking and merchandising the things of God. We break that off of everyone's mind that have filtered in from other places. We curse that right at the root in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Nendo rabo shita, mendirio shere rabo sakariato rabo shakaranande yare rabo shata. We come against that spirit of arrested development. Arrested development. Never allowing the men and women of God to grow up. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. They will grow up past the age of 13. They will mature into adults. We lose the spirit of maturity upon them right now. The ability to make wise decisions based on what God tells them to do. They will hear no other voice but yours, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Arrested development. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle off of the men and women of God now. In the name of Jesus, come out of their mind, their will, and their emotions. Come out of their physical body now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, for he is the deliverer. Move, move, you devils. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Oh, Rosh Adarabo Shatarana Yiri Osete. Rosh Adarabo Shatarana Yiri Osata. Rendo Riasoko. God, we need a fearless spirit. We need a fearless spirit, oh God, to descend upon the body of Christ, to not to be afraid to follow you in the name of Jesus as you send us into the highways and the byways to fulfill the commission. Dear God, I pray right now that it will become so real to us, Father, we can reach out and touch it. No more fear. No more fear. No more fear in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. No more fear about what people say. No more fear about where our food is going to come from. No more fear in the name of Jesus. No more fear in Jesus' name. No more fear. Hallelujah. 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 Perfect love cast out all fear. Perfect love cast out all fear. God, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, oh God. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We give you all the praise. There is none like you, oh Lord. We thank you, God, for your presence here tonight. We worship you. We lift our hands to you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We worship. worship you, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Christ the Lord, our deliverer, the eternal God, the great I am, hallelujah, Hosanna, Emmanuel, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Teskenua, Jehovah Shalom, we worship you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Mighty One, we worship you, there is none like you, Omnipotent, Omnipresent, O God, we worship you, the Prince of Peace, we worship you, we worship you. We worship you, Yeshua, 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 we worship you, the great I am, we worship you, we thank you, Lord, for the Zoe energy of God that inhabits the praises of your people, that inhabits our inner being, O God, to be able to do what you have called us to do, O God. We thank you for it, O God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah is the Lamb. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We bow down to you. There is none like you, O Lord. You are worthy, O God, Mighty One. Hallelujah. 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 Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Come, O Lord. Thank you for your presence. Hover over your people. Deliver them, O Lord. Show them yourself strong. Show them you are Father. Show them you are Father, O God. Father, Father, Father God, enter. Enter in into the hearts of your people, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Hando yiridioshe. Handiridioshe naranasi. Korobo shandara dosse nanama yeke, yeke, yokorobo shande yaradaboshe. Hando yaradabo shinevana yiridioshe nana yaradabo shanana yokorobo shanana yiradandeya. Ilako yaradabo shanana yiradiosa. O Rabba Shadarandi Yosheha, Ninando Robo Sheka, Robo Yeralamo, Yere, Yeredio Se, Ha Yeralabo, Shadarala Yereo, Yelo, 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 Ha, Elo, Ha Yeralabo Sunday, Asalo Robo Sanda, Ega Yeralabo Sunday Yasa, Ila Yereo Sala, Ekor Yereo Sala Nama Yasa, Yere Yasa, Ila Yereo Sunday, Ha. Evil Sunday. Higher in Osha. Shokoya. Shaka in Osha. Shoka in a machine. Shanta in a machine. I bind the spirit of fear. Fear to interpret. Fear to flow in the things of God. Kilo Rosha. Ilo Rosha. Kilase, Kilase, Mandeko, Shakarobo, Sundaniri, and Roche. Don't sit on the interpretation. Krashana, Yiridia. I can give it, but someone else has it. I know it. Shando Robo, Sheka, Yete, Yoro, Shena, Esikena.
Here I come. You just wait, here I come.
All right.
From which way you don't know, but I come.
Hallelujah.
Open yourself. Here I come. Which way does the wind blow, you don't know, but I will come. Here I come. Which way does the wind blow, you don't know, but I will come. Deep within me, the flow. Deep within we'll flow in a dry and weary land. Ship will flow.
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the interpretation. God, thank you for your presence here today. Thank you, Father God, for each and everyone here. Thank you for those in the background that do what they do, Father God. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We shall be obedient to your word. We shall be obedient to your word, for we know that you are coming. We know that you are coming, and we shall be obedient to your word, God. We shall be obedient to your word. Obedience, 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 obedience. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Please stand to your feet and lift your hands. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor for our time with you tonight. We honor you. We thank you, God. We know that we can do nothing except that you are in us, with us, around us. You are everything. Without you, we could not breathe. You are the very air that we breathe. And we give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to come together to worship you. We thank you for the deliverance that has been wrought in every heart and every mind the way that you want it to be done. We thank you, Father God, that as we leave, Father God, this room, that we will not leave your presence. We thank you, Father God, for those that are in the back doing what they do. Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. Bless the head of this house, O God. Bless him continually with strength and energy, O God. Bless him with wisdom, O God. Bless him, Father God. Let the spirit of the children of Issachar be heavily upon him in the days to come, O God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we praise you, and we bind all backlash and retaliation for everyone that has kept partaken in this service, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit right now over our homes and over our families and our loved ones in the name of Jesus. And we just loose the spirit of the Lord and grace and mercy and safety to go before and to be around for those that will be leaving out anytime soon, Father. Father, loose your angels to go with them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you for this day and this time with you. And thank you, God, that as long as we want you, you will continue to walk beside us. And I thank you, God, that I think we want you every day to be with us. In Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Do we believe? Amen. We believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.